If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
You know, I saw on TikTok a certain celebrity talking about how he's judging parents that have children that speak English and can't speak vernacular languages or are not fluent in vernacular languages. Now, I personally deem this as bullying in a way, not just from him, but generally I've noticed there's parents who say these things that your children can't speak vernacular and all of that. What I want to know is, why is it a problem to other parents, for other parents' children that can't speak vernacular? Why is it a problem if it's not your children, it's not direct to you, it's not affecting your life personally or directly? Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because your kids don't live in a vacuum. Your kids are going to form part of society that my kids are going to grow up in. Now, it's all fine and well. It doesn't make them bad people because they can't speak their home language. But it's just not advisable. That's from a personal level. Now, from a society point of view also, there are certain things that we need to preserve. And languages are one of those things. If you don't teach your kids, they won't be able to teach their kids. So it's only going to worsen. And, you know, a lot of people obviously like to sound politically correct. Like, I'm not judgmental. I am judgmental. Very much so. And I do judge you if your kids can't speak your own language.
I also do, because we were just having this conversation yesterday. And we spoke about how we have so many, we have a diverse nation, right? And you have people who have lived in this country all their lives and have never known how to speak vernacular, right? Mm-hmm. Yet as Black South Africans, we've gone above and beyond. We know how to speak English. A lot of us know how to speak Afrikaans as well. So we go above and beyond to learn other people's languages. Why is it that now you are deciding that your own children need not know their base, their roots?
And you can call it bullying, by the way. But sometimes bullying works. There are certain things where we have to bully you because Gampela wins, Annie. Gotcha. It's like if you raise a delinquent, why should we sit back and watch you raise a delinquent?
Mm. And also, I mean, I think it's a bit selfish when you are able to code switch and you know the beauty of being able to code switch. When you're in this room, this is how you're going to speak. When you can adapt, kulture shisanyama, elokshini, and not stick out like a sore thumb. So why don't you want to empower your kids to be able to do the same as well? It's a bit unfair, you know. Unless you can't speak vernac, then I can't blame you if your kids don't speak vernac. But if you can and your kids can't, you've disempowered them.
Completely agree. Nami, I judge. And when I go beyond that, I make sure that the helper in the house is Swati speaking. So that, Banvana must know Siswati vele. So, siyasikhuluma endlini. And then at school, you can speak your English. We can mix here and there. But the nanny, as a start. Kufuna buye
eMpumalanga. Nyalo, she speaks Siswati everywhere. Especially when she's upset.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how can you be upset against Swati? Swati is like a puppy language. How can you be upset with that?
Go. I'll come with that.
Imagine, I'll just be like, oh, that's so sweet.
On an open line, Sizwe, instead of booze or something, during the funeral, Uncle Tito, who talked to him, wasebenzi sasa ways I describe politics ukuthi a male spider or a female spider consume the other spider. I don't know if you still remember that thing, a spider nje explain or something. Ngicela nje ungiexplainele ukuthi in politics beka refer to what? A initiative lento lena yazi kunini ngiyimamela.
Ay bo, what you want to explain to me? Have you again? He's the one that made it. Mina ngena mlapho. Hey. I don't know. I don't know about that one. But what I can tell you is that within political circles, right, when now people are not in front of cameras or not behind microphones, people speak about how well they think the country is going or how badly they think the country is going. And those conversations happen everywhere. By the way, everybody gets involved in those conversations as well. So think of all the people that were in attendance that day, and I can tell you that they were all discussing this thing. So, yeah. I don't know, okay, if you're going to use that or not use it.
Hi, Uncle Sizwe. My question for the open line is actually for Uncle T. I wanted to ask is like, can he kindly put Le Lewis on my top 10 at 10, his selection of music? Because I've picked up like knowledge at Le Lewis when it comes to music is something else. Can we kindly request that he puts his top 10 songs there, please? And also for the drive team as well, Caesar, can you just one last time, Jay, my brother, play a mix for us in the afternoon? And Soliano as well, by the way. Thank you.
That's funny. Yeah, Sol can definitely mix. I will not. Uncle T is in the building, though.
Yes, yes.
So he heard your request, and then hopefully he'll do the right thing.
Morning, sees the world. Hey, NWA Eskom is becoming serious. Uma mami, ngihambile ngam drop her off Randfontein Eskom. She is number 80, I think.
Yeah.
So cabanga ngim drop her off at around 5, and she was number 8. Kanjani.
Is this about the recording of meters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So help me understand, why do people need to go to Eskom specifically?
I think a lot, we were actually discussing this yesterday. A lot of people were unaware of this thing even happening, or that there's a deadline that's supposed to happen on Sunday.
Yes.
And to be honest, a lot of people are actually elderly. So even the young people who knew that this might be happening did not know of the actual process, that it's as simple as punching in numbers into your prepaid meter and so on and so forth. So they now go there physically to try and
make
sure which everything is done properly. I really feel like Eskom in this particular scenario failed the people. They should have gone on community radio station drives. This should have been in community newspapers. It should have been everywhere. But unfortunately, now people are panicking because the deadline's Sunday in Mfundo.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
But for us, honestly speaking, maybe it wasn't the correct medium, but they came. They came to the SABC on television. I think it's been on rotation, like they've repeated this message. We've had them interviewed them on the very same thing, that you can go to your vendor when you buy electricity. They will give you a second token. That second token has 20 digits.
Yeah.
You punch those and then you upgrade it. Your meter's upgraded, as simple as that. So it seems the ones now that are queuing, some, not all, some of them were the ones that waited until late because they had bypassed their meter. So it's some of the illegal connectors who were scared to upgrade, not knowing what an upgrade would mean for them. When they found out that even if you've got an illegal connection, you need a new meter. You won't even be able to bypass. Not that we're condoning that, but nevertheless, they understood that they too have to go. So it seems it's those ones that came at the tail end, having found out that no matter who you are, you have to. So they've had to go there, and they're now being charged 6,050 penalty. But the minister has said that they can pay that in installments. The priority now is for everybody's meter to be upgraded.
They must have two ministers. Jose Anso for legal connections. Then they must appoint another minister in Nyoranyoga. Minister in Nyoranyoga. Here's how we do your thing.
Yachabula and Musa, he paid all his voice not a bit like you were so happy. But my point is today, ne, from Kumo Woods says, yes, sipping on a mass pizza shop, what, Woody, but things would go poisonous. Again, begging me, I'm a shop right, Laos and Malokshim, Labant Labas Kalanjang a man's old port. Ubu is a bag pera la piana, but beggar mostly for 2 to 3 days. But tennis was a bully, lima bag pelanga. By a grape about things and Mali and Nani, so that goes on Octing, say. So, Nelly, my health inspectors, my bank in Gula Marshall Pride Lawas, a lokshin, I foot, I share my basbone, I a basbone, go back vele, I paratevantina miam. So, Nabo Mele Baba Pegasus, that's what on my mind today.
That's a very good point. But it's not only up to health inspectors to actually inspect food and complain whenever the food is bad quality. Nabashali. Nah, but they must say the same thing. Because if you can tell lakbolile and you're buying there, I see no reason why you shouldn't be able to complain. In fact, I'm not by any means suggesting violence or anarchy, but abantu must be able to respect the community enough not to sell them goods that are inferior. That kind of respect needs to come back to your community. That's up to you. Like I said, I'm not advocating for violence. But I always get worried when people tell me, Uti, my spaza shop, for example, there's somebody who came and they told them they can't open the spaza shop in their own community. Kanjan.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.